Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with a man named Chris Whaley. Now, Chris Whaley is the inspiration for, he is the life who the this new movie is based on, this new movie called The Masked Saint. TheMaskedSaint.com for more information. It's a new Christian movie set for theatrical release. It's based on a pro wrestler who goes on to become a minister. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Newcomb. It's great to be with you.
Oh, you can call me Jerry, and just don't call me late for supper. But tell me about your life, and then we'll get into this movie, because your life was basically the reason for even making this movie, essentially.
Right. I grew up really in a non-Christian home. My mom was a Jehovah's Witness, and my dad was a long-distance truck driver and fifth-degree redneck. He was just a great guy, and just passed away back on December the 12th, as a matter of fact. But my mom was the first one to find the Lord, and she's the beginning of the spiritual heritage of our family. While growing up as a Jehovah's Witness, she had a lot of questions about it and was never allowed to ask those questions. And when she and my dad married and moved to Central Florida, one day a pastor was knocking on doors, and he knocked on our door. My mom said, "I've been praying for someone like you for a long time." And she was able to ask the questions that were on her heart. And before he left, she prayed and asked Christ to come into her heart that day, and that was the beginning of things. As a child, I was sickly in and out of the hospital. Finally, they found out that I was allergic to everything. They got that in check, started putting on weight. I had polio, viral encephalitis, and a great Christian doctor put me into the weights and swimming and the physical fitness. And so I kept growing and kept getting stronger and bigger. And while growing up, I watched professional wrestling and got hooked on it as a kid. And my wife and I were living in Central Florida, and I saw an ad in the Tampa Tribune that said, "Wanted professional wrestlers." I answered that ad and was hooked on professional wrestling from the moment I walked in the door. But I'd always felt God calling me into the ministry. When I graduated from college, there was about a six-year gap there where we were very involved in church, but I was not serving as a pastor. And then I went to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in 1985 and actually wrestled my last 3 years while I was in seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. So that's kind of the journey that I took and how I got to be a professional wrestler. And then in 1988, I became a pastor, and I've been the pastor of three churches.
Huh. And what was the genesis of the movie itself?
It's about a professional wrestler who becomes a Baptist minister, and in his first church, he encounters some things that I guess a lot of pastors encountered, but he handled it in a little bit different way.
What would he beat up the parishioners who are getting out of line or something? I was just kidding.
In my book, which is being re-released today, in my book, I tell the story of a young lady who was being abused by her husband. And in church one day, she had sunglasses on, and I found out she had two black eyes. I told her I was going to go see her husband, and it, you know, upset her. And I said, "Well, I'm going to go see him because this is not right." And she was afraid for my safety, and I said, "Well, I'm really not worried about that." And so when I got to their house and I saw him and I talked to him about what he did to his wife and said, "You know, if you touch her again, I want to come and see how you do against somebody who's able to fight back." And that wasn't the greatest thing to do, but I got my message across to him, and as long as I was there, he never hit her again. And that was a great thing. Bullies only pick on people they know that they can beat. And,
yeah.
That's a shame. But that was kind of the beginning of it, and I just had incident after incident that seemed to come my way that were handled in a different way than a pastor would normally do that.
Yeah, Well, kind of peace through strength type of thing. The movie, I didn't get to see the whole movie yet. I've just seen portions of it, thankfully, through your PR firm or whatever. But they definitely have a very poignant scene with the boy who's playing you as a young boy who's being bullied.
Right. Yeah, that's so true to life. You know, when I was growing up and a sickly kid, I was on the receiving end of a lot of bullies. And so I guess that's why it's so such a big issue with me and the bullying today, and making sure that we can do all that we can to help kids that are being bullied. But that was a powerful scene in the movie. It really is.
Huh. All right, so the movie itself, how did that come about? And by the way, what is the name of your book?
The name of the book is The Masked Saint, same as the movie. But the book was actually first published in 2009. My sister was working in one of the local high schools here in the Orlando area, and she gave a copy of a book to the wife of a producer. And she gave the book to her husband. He talked to me for about a year, but ended up backing out. And through that interview, I met other people in the business, and it just kept falling through. And I put it on a shelf, actually, and said, I'll just put it on a shelf, and maybe one day my grandkids will look at it and say, look what Papa did. But in 2013, February 2013, I got a call from a Christian producer in Canada. He asked me if anybody had done anything with my book, and I said no. And he said, well, I'll give you a call. And I kind of rolled my eyes because I was on the phone and he couldn't see that. But 2 weeks later, he called me back and said, we're going to make your book into a movie. And they filmed it that year, and that's how it happened.
Wow.
It was miraculous. It really was.
And I'm starting to see ads for it in various places. Is this a movie with a Christian message?
I call it the first faith-based action movie. You know, it's not War Room or Courageous, but it has some deep, deep messages of faith in it. You know, people say, what do you hope people take away from the movie? I say I hope and pray that one of the things that they'll take away is the fact that as Christians we can't stand on the sidelines when people are being abused. And I think the other thing is that we serve the God of a second chance, because I got so many second chances in my life. And I hope and pray that people will be encouraged and take those two messages away. But it's not your typical faith-based movie.
Huh. Now, the wrestling world itself, tell us about that. I mean, I assume 90% of that stuff or 95% or whatever is fake, but you never know.
Well, Jerry, it's kind of hard to fake a body slam. I would not call it fake. I had so many injuries. We could do a whole show on my injuries, but it's not fake, but it is prearranged. You know, the promoter is the one who determines who's going to win, who's going to lose. But it takes a lot of athleticism, and you run into some guys in the business who have no, you know, they have no feelings of compassion towards anybody, and, you know, it's easy to get hurt in the business, and there's some guys that'll hurt you. Hmm. So, but it is, you know, good guy versus bad guy, and in my day it was good versus bad, but good came out on top. This day and age, professional wrestling is a lot different.
And in what way? In the sense that it's relative. I mean, good is evil and evil is good, or
well,
sometimes
like
the good guys win, sometimes the bad guys win.
And today it's more like a drama. I mean, just, you know, telling story after story. And I think there's a dark element to it. And they've also brought some risque elements to it also, which we never had that in my day. I wrestled from 1978 to 1988. And it was always a show that, you know, kids could come to and teenagers and median adults and older adults. There was just a great mix of people that came to wrestling in those days, and they were entertained and enjoyed it. This day and age is just, you know, it's different. But there is a guy by the name of Jeff Jarrett, a great longtime wrestler who has started Global Force Wrestling and bringing back the family element to wrestling. And he's a great believer, and I'm glad he's doing that. So
now, you went into wrestling as a born-again Christian, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Were there a lot of other Christians, or at least some, in that field?
In my time, there were very few. I didn't meet a lot of Christians. You meet some good guys, but you just didn't meet a lot of people of faith. Usually when I went to work on a show, I go into the dressing room, find myself a corner, put my boots and stuff on, and get warmed up. When I had the opportunity to talk to guys, you know, I always tried to share my faith. I took them to church whenever, you know, they would go with me, but there just weren't a lot of believers. Today, there's, you know, I've heard that there's, you know, more believers. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, is a very dedicated Christian from what I understand. Jeff Jarrett that I mentioned to you, George the Animal Steele is a very dedicated Christian, and more that I can't think of right now, but it just looks like there's a lot more in wrestling today than there were in my day.
Hmm. All right, themaskedsaint.com is a website for more information on this new movie. It's coming out to theaters January 8th. So is it coming out around the country, or just select theaters, or select theaters around the country? Tell us about that.
It is a nationwide release in 600 theaters.
Oh, that's a lot.
If you go to themaskedsaint.com, right in the middle, you'll see Find Your Theater, and you can click on that. It shows a map, but if you look underneath the map, you can actually put your zip code in there, and it'll tell you the theaters that are close to you that'll be showing the movie. It won Best Picture at the International Christian Film Festival back in June. There,
oh, wow.
I think there were like 400 films that were entered.
Oh, congratulations.
Won Best Picture, so.
Wow.
I think people will really, really enjoy it, and they'll enjoy taking their kids. And it'll be
okay for the kids. It is PG-13. Can you explain why? Is it violence?
I would say they put it, that on there because of the wrestling. There is wrestling involved in it, but you know, most of the movie is not about wrestling. But there are wrestling scenes in it, and I think that's why they put the PG-13 on there.
All right, we have half a minute left. What would you like to say about the Masked Saint movie that we haven't said so far?
Well, there's a great quote from the lady that plays Miss Edna in the movie. She is played by Diane Carroll, the beautiful actress Diane Carroll. And this lady, Miss Edna, was from my childhood. If you look at the book, The Masked Saint, I knew her growing up, and I always learned lessons from her. And one of the quotes that I got from her as a kid was from Edmund Burke that said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And so I hope people will look around them, because they'll see a lot of hurting people. If they look around them, they'll find people who are searching for answers. And as born-again Christians, you know, we've got the answer in Jesus Christ, and we ought to be sharing that good news, and we ought to get up off the sidelines and get into the game.
Yeah.
And start being salt and life to a dying world.
Amen. All right, again, the name of the website is themaskedsaint.com for more information on that movie as well as the book. We've been talking with Chris Whaley, who is actually the inspiration for the movie and the author of the book upon which it is based. Thank you, Chris, and God bless and all the best to you. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you now.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.